everyone, and welcome again to another episode of M365 Voice. My name is Mike Madarani.
I'm Sarah Halsey.
And I'm Antonio Maya.
And we're a mess. Coming to you as usual, with the outtakes being sometimes more interesting than the intakes.
Sometimes. We are live from the TechCon 365 in Chicago today. And as we were presenting, some of us presenting some workshops, Microsoft announced GA of Cowork.
Yes.
It's a pretty big announcement. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about it. If we have used it, what we know about it, and what's the advantage of Cowork over just regular Copilot?
I was talking about it today in my workshop, and no one had used it yet. And I've been loving Cowork. I've been using it for, I want to say, a month or so.
Well, why doesn't one of you describe what Cowork is?
So I would describe Cowork as it's basically Copilot plus the ability to take actions on your behalf, is how I would describe it. So think of like a Copilot Studio agent, but Copilot prompt related. So you don't have to build an agent. You give it the prompts and it can both research and take actions on your behalf.
Correct. Okay. I describe it as your true AI assistant.
Yes.
That it's not only about from a Copilot perspective or the chat Copilot, yet you're asking information, gathering the information, doing the summarizations or whatever, is actually doing the tasks on your behalf based on what you're asking Cowork to do.
So for an example, I was just out of the office on an extended family vacation. So when I got back, I went into Cowork and I said, look at my email inbox and all of my Teams messages and draft responses to each. Don't send any of them and queue them up for me by order of importance so that I can see what Cowork has drafted and then I'll decide whether to send them or not. And it basically, it can take a while to run because that's a big ask, but it can literally go through and it can take that action on your behalf. And you can either send out gatekeeping measures or you can just have it run. And if it has questions, it'll come back to you with those questions, which then you add in to the Cowork conversation.
Exactly.
So in that example, did it actually create the draft emails or did it just create the body content for the emails and like a prompt response?
It'll create the draft emails.
Yeah. Okay. It will create the draft email.
So in a sense, with Copilot, we've been talking for a long time about, can it effectively build slides for you with Cowork? Yes. Meaning take all of this data, assimilate it, and create a slide. And it actually can create a beautiful slide, especially if you give it some context around your company's template for PowerPoint or what looks like a good slide for your executive leadership. It can actually develop, I think, a really good outcome.
Beautiful slides. And I've used it a few times so far for the past few weeks right now. I'm really bad in slides, and even with the Copilot, you used to point it to the organizational template, and it does a decent job just applying the theme, but Cowork is to the next level.
Okay.
It takes that template, and then it takes all your bulleted points, if you haven't liked that, or text or whatever, and it creates a beautiful layout, nice colors, icons if you want to, images, and really nicely laid out slides.
And do you action it to do those things the same way you would with Copilot? You just enter a prompt?
Yes, yeah. You just action it the same way and you can carry on a conversation with Cowork. And you can literally, and in some cases, based on data that I give it, and I would give Cowork data, for example, I might upload a file, or I can paste in an image of a report. I can send it to different locations. To be able to research information, and then it'll come back and say, I think that the data looks like this, but I think some of your numbers might be off. Tell me if you want me to correct those numbers based on what I'm seeing, or if you want me to go with the numbers that you gave me instead. Okay. So it'll actually ask you to validate, and it's been incredibly helpful.
I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had a workshop about SharePoint AI and Teams AI, and one of the attendees, that's one of the things I love about the actual Copilot workshops, is I ask attendees to give me examples to try it out, like about from a prompting perspective. One of them asked if there is a way to summarize the meetings for the past 6 months, who attended it, if there was any tasks, even if there were no transcriptions enabled.
Okay.
I tried that in Copilot, it failed a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then eventually it kind of worked. I took it into Copilot and I said, I want you to do this, the prompt, and put it in an Excel file for me.
You then took it into Cowork.
The Cowork, sorry. Okay. I said Copilot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it to Cowork. And I said, put it in Excel for me. And it did. And it did not take long. It took about 10, 15 minutes versus the Copilot. Mm-hmm. Took a long time and it failed twice. And it created a spreadsheet. And it actually categorized the actual topic. Mm-hmm. I did not say anything down in the prompt. It said, this was a community call. This one was work. This one was the client. This one was internal. And it took all the information and it did a nicely summarization of everything and the task assigned.
It used that for time management, for client billing and invoicing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of uses for it. It does pretty well, but you can also in Cowork give it a time limit. So for example, say, I want you to do this, but don't take more than 30 minutes to analyze this, because otherwise Cowork could run potentially hours and hours to be able to crank through it and get it done. So you can environmentally friendly, Antonio. You can limit the
cost
data
friendly
center.
Too,
cost friendly, yes.
Yeah.
So then, is it a replacement for Copilot? Can you look at it that way? Like, what's the point of Copilot if this is doing all this great stuff?
I think you could use it for all of the standard things that you use Copilot for and then some, except what does it cost?
Cost, yes. So to get to that, today we said it went GA.
GA.
What does it mean that it went GA?
It means that if you've been using it for the past months or weeks, and then it's gone GA today, you have until end of the month to set up a consumption-based model to be able to continue using it. Otherwise, it's going to be shut down for you. It won't work anymore.
Only going to be consumption-based.
Correct.
And you have a 15-day grace period.
You have 15 days grace period.
And the consumption-based is not based on per prompt that you put into Cowork. I'm guessing it's based on the processing on the back end. So
correct.
You may or may not be aware of how much what you're instructing Cowork to do, what the ching is on the back end of that.
Mm-hmm. I'd imagine it's based on the number of tokens that it uses up to do that processing.
Yes, I think so.
Is it tokens or Copilot credits? Because everything is in moving now to Copilot credits.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Copilot credits. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't done the calculations yet, but I don't think it would be cheap. Because if you look at every prompt you make, it takes a long time to kind of analyze everything. And if you watch what it's doing, at some point it starts loading skills based on the prompt, based on what you're asking it to do.
Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes it will load the PowerPoint skills or the Excel skills or Word skills or other skills it will actually have in your environment or outside of your environment as well.
Okay.
And that's a great point, because when I have used Cowork in the past, I will take a very lengthy conversation in the work product that Cowork has generated for me, and I'll tell it, like prompt, to save that as a skill, so that way it can refer back to it later. So that way it keeps all of that context as a skill.
Correct.
For the next time that I ask it to do something similar, and I can invoke that skill.
You tell it to save it as a skill.
I tell literally Cowork, save
this
as a skill.
So it can create skills based
for
on
you.
What it's
based
outputted.
On, correct, so I don't even have to give it additional instructions. It can take the Cowork, basically the session of Cowork, and turn it into a skill.
A skill.
But every time it calls a skill, how's the pricing gonna work?
That's the unknown. I don't know if I don't know if Microsoft have published all these details, but I don't know. So
today, many people are using Cowork because they're part of the Frontier program.
Yes.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's coming out of Frontier.
Yes.
So.
Also in June.
Yes, I think so. July 1st.
Period.
July 1st. Yeah.
15 days.
Yeah.
So then, how would you control who gets access to it? Do we know that yet?
I'm assuming it's going to be the same way that you do it today through Frontier. They can assign Cowork to all or some
users
or groups.
But you said that Cowork will disappear for you unless you have a consumption model enabled in your tenant. So does that mean if you don't have a consumption, like that's actually, it's off by default. You have to turn it on.
I think so, yeah. It will get turned off if you don't have a consumption model.
Okay.
Or pay as you go service,
that means
or
I have
AI credits.
15 days to turn that on.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It would be very hard. I've only had a few weeks with Cowork, but it would be hard to not use it because now
really?
It's
so
the quality of what it produces is amazing in context.
So you will use it probably because we are in the same business. We are in the consulting business.
Correct.
So one of the things I've used it, we had an RFP. and then wrote the actual response to the RFP. I did not use Cowork. Okay. Then I uploaded the RFP with all the questions and answers and my response and asked Copilot if I'm missing something.
Okay.
And it said, yes, you
Copilot
are Cowork. I keep saying Copilot, Cowork. If I'm missing something, and he came back with a few things and said, this is what you're missing, and I'm suggesting those write-ups for you.
Wow.
And it was pretty damn accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
And okay. It just goes farther than what you think it will. So I was using Cowork this morning, and I literally asked it to help me flesh out a presentation from a 30-minute session to an hour-long session. I said, what if I incorporated a couple of guest speakers, and please recommend guest speakers that you think would be good for these topics? And it not only did all of that, but then it came back with, and here's what I'd have these guest speakers speak about, and here's an email that I've pre-drafted for you to send to those speakers to help give them the talking points of what you want them to cover. Like, it goes beyond what you even ask for to include other things, okay, like actionable items.
Okay. Now, what if you wanted Cowork to access some system that it doesn't natively access? I don't know if we can answer this question, but can you extend it to other systems? So, say you have a line of business system with a bunch of data and
yeah,
you wanted to.
I would
is
think
there
that you
ability to do that?
Good.
I'm pretty sure it will use the, if you create a connector,
yeah,
yep,
and Copilot,
yeah,
it will use that connector.
Okay.
But it
yeah
will also tell you what it cannot access.
Okay.
Correct.
And the nice thing is that then if you take what it cannot access and you take a screenshot of it and you paste in the screenshot into Cowork, it can read it off the images and
okay
utilize it as data,
okay,
which is
that's
very handy.
So it's actually OCRing the images.
Yep, it is. It's OCRing
yeah
the images,
that's
which
cool
we should say what OCRing
cool
means.
Optical character recognition.
Yeah.
So taking
yeah
images and extracting the text.
Mm-hmm.
OCR. Good point. Very cool.
It's
yeah
incredibly cool. So Cowork already, would you be able to, would you want to live without it?
I would not live without it. I was going to have to watch the first month consumption and see how much I'm going to spend.
Is it worthwhile enough that, so we might be slightly different because not only do we have work that we do and work tenants, but we each have personal tenants that
mm-hmm
we use.
Correct.
I will be turning on the consumption model in my personal tenant
yep mm-hmm
to use it, but the consumption model is definitely something that I'm going to have to keep an eye on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know how people can see the consumption? Is it a monthly or a daily? Like,
no,
you can
do
watch
it
live?
You can watch it live. Yeah, so you can go to the Power Platform, I'm assuming, same model from Copilot Credits. You go to the Power Platform Admin Center, to your environment, and then you can go to the Copilot area, and you can manage the billing, and you can see the credits. I think the credits get updated, not live, but the next day you can see it.
Please make sure that if you're going to do this, and it's a consumption model, and whether it's a work tenant or a personal tenant, please make sure that you incorporate time limits on Cowork, because the last thing that you want to do is on a Friday afternoon start Cowork working on a massive process, not come back to it until Monday and find that it was crunching the entire weekend long,
yeah, exactly,
and costing tens
bill
of thousands,
yeah,
like it could
yeah
cost, who knows what it
yeah
could cost. So please make
very
sure
much
that if you're going to walk away after you've started Cowork, that you put a time delimiter on how long it will try and work on that.
Yeah.
Correct. And put on a cap.
I was going to
yes
ask if you could put spending
yes
caps on.
You can
on
put a spending cap as well.
Yes.
That's
highly recommend spending
yeah
caps.
Yeah.
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 That's interesting. I had not thought about that.
Yeah.
Don't spend more than
$100 yeah
on this task.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I
interesting
had to do that years ago when I racked up a large bill in Azure when I had a SQL database running for a couple of weeks and suddenly realized.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson way back then. I would say that applies very much here, too.
Yes. So enthusiastically get after it, but
mm-hmm
watch the spend.
Yeah.
Watch the spend. It's a great product.
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that, that's a quick overview of Cowork. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time.
And it's good to be in person together. That
yes
has not
always
happened for
yeah
us much
that
lately.
That doesn't happen often.
No.
Doesn't happen often
awesome
anymore. So
mm-hmm
yay. Thank
yay
you, everybody.
All right. Thank you.